Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
Welcome back to the program, listeners. This is Lake 98.1. Steve from the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Terry.
Mackinac Bridge.
You know, most of us have maybe seen, been over it, 8 mile bridge that connects the upper part of Michigan with the UP. And it joins the communities of Mackinac City with another community, a span of about 8 miles, as I've said. It's known as the Mighty Mack or the Big Mack. It's actually 552 feet tall, 55 stories above the Straits of Mackinac, where Lake Michigan and Lake Huron meet. Now, the bridge itself was actually discussed to be built as early as the 1880s. But when they created the Mackinac National Park in 1875, thousands of tourists were coming there, which made traffic difficult, if not impossible. And then when the Brooklyn Bridge opened in 1883, it caused the residents of Michigan to think that they could do a very similar type of suspension bridge. So starting in 1923, the Michigan Highway Department started actually doing ferries to get traffic back and forth between the two parts of Michigan. These nine ferries, if you can imagine, nine ferries going across this body of water would carry 9,000 vehicles a day back and forth, 24 hours around the clock. And the backups for these ferries were as much as 15 miles. And sometimes people would wait in line as long as 24 hours to get a ride on the ferry. Especially in the winter when the water would freeze, this was a real problem, and very often the ferries could not function because of the water. So finally, in 1954, approval was made to build the bridge. It lasted 48 months of construction, employed 3,500 workers, another 7,500 in other capacities, came at a cost of $100 million. And when it was finally used for the first time, it was the longest suspension bridge that we've had. And just a great thing, and the reason it affects Sheboygan so much is because the traffic came up past Sheboygan just to get up to the Mackinac Bridge. And so today we have almost 12,000 cars cross that bridge daily.
Unbelievable. Steve, I love the information you bring to our listeners each and every week. For those that want to support what you're doing down at the center, what's the best way of getting a hold of you guys?
Go to our website, www.schrc.org.
We'll talk to you next week.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.